There were mass burials across southern Lebanon this weekend as Lebanese were finally able to recover the bodies of those hastily buried in mass graves during the fighting. More than 250 bodies will be buried in funerals that are honoring the dead as martyrs in the war against Israel. In the port town of Tyre, a mass grave holding 163 bodies was dug up and the bodies claimed by their families. NPR's Jamie Tarabay was there.
They've been here since the morning, bulldozers clearing bright orange dirt that covered 163 wooden coffins. Municipal workers and relatives of those buried beneath dug, using shovels to clear the dirt and spraying rose water to cover the stench of rotting flesh. They slide a coffin into a waiting ambulance. Civil defence spokesman Hassan Issa says the body inside was that of an 11-year-old boy. He holds five or six papers stapled together, lists of names and numbers of those buried here. He calls out their names.
Hassan Kamal, 13 years old. Suha, Mirna, Zara. These are not fighters. Alia, Hoda, their children. Lola, Marwa.
Then he reads their ages, 4 months old, 7 years old, 9, 80, 85. Standing beside an ambulance is 21-year-old Hussein Jafar. His goatee is dripping sweat onto an already drenched black shirt. He says he's been here since 9:30 this morning to pick up the bodies of two of his cousins.
One is 21, the other around 35. They died on the fifth day of the bombing in Bazaria. A bomb fell on them.
Jafar and his cousins were in Bazuria, a hilltop village 15 minutes west of Tyre. He says there were about 130 people seeking shelter in the town's large reception hall. It was rocketed in an Israeli attack. The two cousins were killed and 20 others were wounded.
We lost two of our most beloved. Now there's nothing left in life. It didn't even take them a second to die.
The relatives and neighbours of Fawzi Jafar wrap a thick sheet of plastic around his coffin. One man says there's too much blood at the bottom and tells others watching to stand back because of the smell. There are dozens of others doing the same thing around them. For one man, it's too much and he collapses as he weeps for his father. Once both coffins are in the back of the ambulance, the men set off in a convoy to the village, sirens blaring. Waiting at the house of Fawzi Jafar is his wife, his three children and all their female relatives. They stand sobbing quietly and one woman sings, but as the ambulance pulls into the village, they are unable to hold back. Not too far away from the grieving women, 56-year-old Camilla Hudris sits under a canopy of plump purple grapes in near quiet. She has clear blue eyes and the look of someone who's lived through many wars and seen many die.
We want to rest. God willing, this will be the last war. Lebanon didn't beat Israel, it beat America. America is feeding Israel and fighting us. Because the Israeli people are like us. They want peace, not war. They have children, too, that they don't want to lose.
As she speaks, the call to prayer rings out across the village. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, in Tyre, Lebanon.